Yom Hashem. Okay, we are up to Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second wide line, the last word of the line. Amar Abchir Bar Ashi Amar Shmuel. Eishes Cheresh Ein Chayavon Aleph Ashi B'Tali. Eishes Cheresh has no biblical part to it. It's totally rabbinic. It's not like maybe she's biblically married, and therefore if she's mezana with someone, that person would have to bring an Ashim Tolin. Now, just as an aside, nothing to do with this Gemara, but it does. When either both the man and the lady would be Chayav and Ashim Tolin, we're saying neither of the two are Chayav and Ashim Tolin, because it is not a biblical marriage at all. It's not even a doubtful biblical marriage. It's a rabbinic marriage, and for a rabbinic marriage that's mezana, there's no carbon. Carbon is for the derisus, not for the rabbanon. Let us say that I can prove him right. It says in the Mishnah, in Trumas, Misha lo yitrei. What? Approved that there's no biblical side to a marriage of a cheresh. It's totally rabbinic. I can prove that right. How? Chamisha lo yitrei. Well, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Trumas, five people can't take truma. And if they do take truma, it's invalid. Cheresh, ve'lo, and cheresh right to the cotton. If somebody takes truma off of something that doesn't belong to him, what right does he have to do that? A guy is made an agent by a year to take truma. Usually truma can be taken by agency. But we learn out from the pasuk gam atem, that gam includes the shliach has to be like you. He has to be Jewish. If he ain't Jewish, he can't be your shliach to take truma. So those five, ain't truma, say truma.
Isn't the fourth case, the guy has to get truma. Are you doing what they about?
I have no right to go to his thing and take truma.
You know he's not going to take it.
I don't know if you're allowed to take it from him anyway. It's his thing. It might be gazebo. Because Madura, I mean, I'm going to answer it with a definitive answer. I might be wrong. But the way I understand it is, you need rishus to take it. Now, the Gemara about Matthew talks about what if he comes afterwards and he saw that you did it and he said, it's okay or something like that. That's the Gemara about Matthew talks about in Elam Matthias. So we see clearly that if Keresh right to the cotton is not even a suffix truma. It's a definite not truma. It's a raya that a Keresh has no biblical side to it at all. That's the proof that it wouldn't be an Ashim Toli. The great proof. Zakti Gemara, no. Who the Amar Karabli Azar? The Mandi Amar Shmuel, who says that you don't bring an Ashim Toli, doesn't hold that there is no biblical side to Keresh. That's not what he's saying. He's not translating. Don't translate his words like I just did, that you're not chayav in Ashim Toli because it's not biblical. He's saying a bigger chiddush. The Tanya Rav Elazar, Yitzchak Aymer B'Shem Rav Elazar. If Yitzchak said over the name of Rav Elazar, Mas Cheresh Leitetzel B'chol. A Trumas Cheresh is not nothing, but they choose suffix. Every Cheresh is a suffix bar das. And therefore, when he takes Truma, we don't know if it's valid or not. So therefore, the Shmuel is holding like him. So the reason of not Ashim Toli is not because it might not be biblical. It might be biblical. So Frank the Gemara, Sikreb Lazar, Ashim Toli, Mami Lechayev. So why don't you bring in Ashim Toli? So the Gemara, Be'ina Chaticha, Mishnei Chatichas.
Wait, but this Mishnah says nothing.
Really. Again, Rabbi Lazar argues. Rabbi Lazar says, no, a Cheresh takes Truma, it's a Safik Truma. He argues in the Mishnah, he's a Tana. He can argue in the Mishnah. And Shmuel agrees to him that it's a Safik. So then why don't you bring it Ashim Toli? The answer is, because you need Chaticha Mishnei Chatichas. This is a Machlokes throughout Shas. The Torah said, if you eat something that's Chaylev, B'Shegig, one brings a Chatas. If one eats Safik Chaylev, one brings an Ashim Toli. One man the Amar says, and it's based on Sukkim, that's only if there's two pieces here. One definitely Chaylev, and one definitely not Chaylev. And he ate one of the two, but he doesn't know which one he ate. He brings, there's different kinds of fat. Some are Chaylev, some are not Chaylev. Chaylev doesn't mean fat. It's a kind of fat. There were two pieces of fat here. One is chaylev and one is called shuman. It's fat, but it's kosher. He ate one of the two. He doesn't know which one he eats. He's an Ashim Tali. But that's because there was a definite issue here. How about if there's only one piece and he doesn't know if it's chaylev or shuman and he eats it? So it's a machloikas. One of the Amr says he has the same subject. Did he eat chaylev? Did he not eat chaylev? He brings an Ashim Tali. The other man never learns from a pasuk that you only bring chaylev if both are here. There is a chaylev here. You only bring an Ashim Tali if both are here and you don't know which one you ate. But if there's only one here, there's no Ashim Tali, even though it's the same subject. The Mashal. A guy lives with a woman, and he doesn't know whether that woman was an Arab or not. He doesn't know. It might have been his sister. It might not have been his sister. Doesn't know. It was dark at night. He lived with a woman. He has no idea who he lived with. So that's a machloikas. Is he being an Ashim Tali or not? Doesn't know. He did it b'shagig. He thought it was his wife. He found out it wasn't his wife. It might have been his sister or not. Doesn't know. What if there's two ladies there? His wife and his sister. And he lived with one of them and he doesn't know which one he lived with. Then he would definitely bring an Ashim Tali. Because his sister was there. That's called chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. So this is what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. If you live with a cheresh marries a woman and you live with his wife, it is a subject to rise up. Shmuel is not saying, like the Mishnah and Trumas, that there is no biblical side to it. He's saying it is a derisa. But there's no Ashim Tali because there's only one woman here. It's not like there's a definite Isser and a definite Heter and you don't know which one you had. There's only one and we don't know whether she's Asher or Mutter. That's not an Ashim Tali. Xeris HaKasov. When the Torah wrote Ashim Tali, when did the Torah write Ashim Tali? So Machloek is Tanoim throughout Shas. Mainly in Sechtes Krisus, so therefore we didn't get to it yet. But this is the Machloekis throughout Shas. Ashim Tali, any Safek Karas? Or is Ashim Tali only Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas? You need to have a definite Isser, and you don't know whether you did it or not. But it has to be here. The definite Isser has to have been here. So this is what Shmuel is saying. Even though Cheresh is maybe biblical, but no Ashim Tali. That is what Shmuel is saying. So Shmuel is not saying like the Mishnah and Trumas that says it's not biblical. If he were saying that, he didn't have to mention Ashim Tali. Why is he just saying Ashim Tali? Is he saying it might be biblical? It might not be biblical, like Rabbi Lazar says. Still there's no Ashim Tali, because even if it's biblical, even if it's a suffix, but it's not Chaticha Achas Mishnei Chatichas, there's no definite answer here.
When we had this whole machlokas and it's 50, 100, all that stuff, is that only going on both sediments?
No, it's not going in Rablazer. It's not going in Rablazer. Going to Rablazer, it's a whole different ballgame.
Kaila is going only if it's...
If it's totally rabbinic. Going to Rablazer, Acharis is a subject derisa. Whole different thing. Not a rabbinic marriage. Might be biblical. Except, Rabbi Lazar is the one that said we tell the Tana to do Mian. So therefore, he can avoid that whole situation. At the Mishnah at the end, it said Rabbi Lazar said she come to do Mian. And if she does Mian, we avoid the whole situation. There's only one wife, a cheresh. We would need the whole thing of 15, 100 and everything else. So Rabbi Lazar happens to save his, have no problem to begin with. But Rabbi Lazar Shita is Chayresh and Chayreshes is a suffix derisa. Having a drop on it is a suffix derisa. That's why Shmuel says Ein Chayav Mashem Tali. Why does he say Ein Chayav Mashem Tali? Let him say it's not derisa. Yes, there is. It is a suffix derisa, but there's no Ashim Tali because Ashim Tali needs a definite Isser available here. The Gemara's Lashon in Lashon the Gemara is Ikva Isura. The Isser is established here. There was an Isser here. Zakt Rashi. Rashi is the fourth wide line. Ein chayav ralav Ashim Tali. The name is Suffolk Eishes Ishi. Suffolk Chayav Eidah, Suffolk Einbay. Suffolk if they had Das or not, Rabba Olav Ashim Tali. The Vadai Ein Loi Shum Kinyam in Atayra. The way the Gemara understood it originally, there is no Kinyam in Atayra, period. Atayra Mishayna Shalai, Beloit Tivol Balabayas. Shlichas Navkulam be Atam Gam Atam, the Rabbi Shluchachem, we include a Shliach, Hilkachma Atam Ledaitchem, when one takes Truma on his own, he knows what he's doing. Av Shluchachem Ledaitchem, you have to know that the Shliach is taking Truma.
How about
so this is a big kasha. This is what Dr. Harris really asked before, and I tried to avoid it. It's a whole sugya b'matzia. Why don't we say there's a Rashba, famous Rashba, that you don't say zochem be'adam, only zochem le'adam. You can't take something from somebody and say it's good for him. Give something to somebody that's good for him. Rashba, there's a choice. There's all kinds of different discussions on that. The sugya b'matzia on Chabez or Chabez and Malalov. Yeah, you want to give a present to Dr. Harris, and you give it to me to be kinder for him. That's Zachin Lodom. Becomes Dr. Harris's as soon as I pick up. He never made me a shliach. There, I'm taking something for somebody because it's good for him. Am I allowed to take something from somebody? What?
No, that's my problem.
That's his problem, exactly. Most people want presents.
It's also not to have things for
presents. Shlomo Melech said not to take your Tzayda Matanis Yisrael.
Who are you speaking to?
I have no idea. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to you and to Dr. Harris and to Roger. Not to much. Not to much. And to everybody. And to everybody on the phone.
Yeah, so is it good or bad for me to have it?
Again, most people consider it good to get presents.
But when Shlomo Melech is saying it, he's saying it for people that aren't human.
No.
Jacob, let's say he gives me a dog.
A what?
You accept a dog on my behalf. Pet.
So that's a big shiloh. Pashtus, if you say you don't want it, you never wanted it.
And then it damages.
You're not chayav in shmira on it until you get it. I mean, it's a good question. This is not a crisis.
We never learned it. How come I said no?
What?
I said no, we never learned it.
I said you never had. Forget it. I just give up. You know what I mean? After a while, you just give up. Not worth it. They have to be Jewish. A zar can eat it. You would say, it is truma. You have to take more truma because it might not be truma, you don't know. And this way, it's not truma at all. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechtas Trumas. From here you can't prove anything to Shmuel. The guy made Truma Shmuel and Shmuel Krab Lazar. Shmuel holds like Krab Lazar, the subject who. But the guy made Ishtai, by the case of a Cheresh's wife, I forgot the subject who. It might be biblical. A number Ashim Tali. Why? The guy made Ashim Tali, if Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem. It's spelled with one vav. If you would read the spelling, it would be mitzvahs. The Karina mitzvahs, plural. So is it one of mitzvahs, plural, or mitzvahs? So because it's written plural, the mashma chadim mitarti. The Amar that says you need two, that we dash a mitzvahs, that there's got to be two pieces in front of you, two possibilities in front of you, right? That yes, heter v'isur lefanav. Kigan. Ishtai the Ashes Ish Imay Babayas. A guy who has his wife and an other married lady in the house, the Sabrashay Shamel Ishtai, and he thinks only his wife is in the house. Ubala Achas, he lived with one of them, Ulabaika Nimtishnam, and now he finds out there was another woman in the room. He doesn't know which woman he lived with. Now, it's a card case, let her say, did you live with me? I don't know. She slept with him. He has chayla, which is usher, and shuman, which is mutter in front of him. The same is shuman. He thought both were shuman. He ate one, and then found out that one of them is chayla. He has no idea which one he ate. The yada, if he did know, my sechatas nekeva, he would bring a chatas nekeva, the chold who avil about danka, and that nekeva can be worth any amount, even a sixth of a dinner. Danka, I think, is a sixth of a dinner. Whereas hashtad liyada, maybe ashim zocher bekesef shkalim, but ashim totally has to cost a certain amount of money, has to cost two shekel. So this is the machloikas. But Shmuel is postulating that even if you learn that an Eishel Scharish is a suffix deraita, no Ashim Tali. That's what he's saying. Frank the Gemara, is that true? Shmuel is going in Rav Elazar's opinion. And Rav Elazar says, you don't need to have a Vadai Isser. Even if you only have one piece, and you don't know whether it's Shuman or Chalev, and you ate it by mistake, you bring in Hashem Tali. Netanya, Vatanya, Rabbi Ezra, I'm a Kai, Chayav Machal by Hashem Tali. There's an animal called a Kai. It's a big machlaikas, what exactly a Kai is. Some say a Kai is a product of a mixed breed of a Chai and a Behemoth, and some say that a Kai is a species by its own. Whatever a Kai is, it has halacha of suffik chaya, suffik behema. The halacha is chaya, non-domesticated animal, the chaylev is mutter to eat. A behema, this is Xeris HaKasav in the Torah, a behema, which is a domesticated animal, you're not allowed to eat the chaylev. So now you have a chay, and we don't know the chay or behema. And you ate the chaylev. There's only one piece of chaylev here. We don't know whether it's chay or behema, you ate it by mistake. You bring in Hashem Tali, Zakhtar Blazer, you do. And therefore, the Rayah, Zakhtar Blazer, does not need Shtei Chatichas. So how can Shmuel come along and say, according to Blazer, that there's no Hashem Tali? And the way we explained it was because there's only one piece. Rabbi Blazer holds by one piece, you bring in Hashem Tali. He says so. He says, Kai Chayav Makal by Hashem Tali. Of the Gemara, Shmuel Saver Kablazer Bechada, Bupali Galei Bechada. Shmuel holds like a blazer that a cheresh is a suffix deraita, but he argues on the halachas of Hashem Tali. Rav Blazer personally would hold there is an Hashem Tali by Nechis Cheresh, but Shmuel doesn't agree with that part. There are two separate questions. One, she is a suffix deraita. B, even if she is a suffix deraita, is there an Hashem Tali? Rav Blazer checks off, it's a suffix deraita. He happens to hold as an Hashem Tali in every Suffolk Deraita. Shmuel checks off it's a Suffolk Deraita and no Hashem Tali because you need two pieces. Rashi.
You repeat that as Shmuel versus Elazar.
Meaning there's two separate questions here at play. First, we have to determine whether this woman is a Suffolk Deraita. The Mishnah and Truma said she's not. Rav Elazar said she is. Shmuel goes like a blazer. She's a Suffolk Deraita. Now, once she's a suffix deraita, we get into a new question. Is this kind of a suffix get Hashem Tali? Rabbi Elazar would say yes. Shmuel Paskins, no, because you need Shtei Chatichas. Actually.
But did Rabbi Elazar hold a suffix deraita?
Rabbi Elazar is the one that told us that Cheresh is a suffix deraita. He's the Tana that told us
that. Shmuel agrees with that.
Well, he does. Again, we answered. Shmuel said, you're not chayav Hashem Tali. We explained Shmuel that he agrees it's a suffix deraita, but he said there's no Hashem Tali because to be a chayav and Hashem Tali, you need two pieces. But we asked, Rabbi Elazar said, you don't need two pieces. And if Shmuel's passing like Rabbi Elazar, you should be chayav and Hashem Tali. The answer is, these are two separate issues. First of all, is it a deraita or not? That Shmuel passing like Rabbi Elazar, that it's a suffix deraita. Eishes Cheresh is a suffix deraita. Now, once it's a suffix deraita, we get into a new question. Is this kind of a suffix deraita get Hashem Tali? Rabbi Elazar would say yes, and Shmuel says no.
But we need two pieces to get
Hashem Tali. That's machlokes tanoim throughout Shas.
I don't know how Rabbi Elazar boxes
them. Rabbi Elazar said clearly you hide even on one. Again.
But before, second, did we see these two?
Shmuel said that in Rav Elazar. Again, Shmuel came along and said, the guy lives with the wife of a cheresh, there's no Hashem Tali. Originally, we thought Shmuel was saying there's no biblical side to an Eishes Cheresh. We changed our minds and we said no. Shmuel holds it's a Safek Deraisa, but there's no Hashem Tali because Shmuel is of the opinion. This is the Machlokes. Shmuel is of the opinion that Hashem Tali needs two pieces. So we have a question: if Shmuel is passing like Reb Lazar, saying Reb Lazar needs two pieces, but it's not true because Reb Lazar himself told us that you don't need two pieces. So how can Shmuel come along and say no Hashem Tali according to Reb Lazar, when Reb Lazar told us there would be an Hashem Tali because he holds you don't need two pieces? So the Gemara answers: these are two separate questions. Question one is an Eishes Cheresh Safek Deraisa. In that, Shmuel Paskin is like Reb Lazar. Question two, what is necessary for Hashem Tali? In that, Shmuel doesn't Paskin like Reb Lazar. Meaning it's a separate issue. Reb Lazar himself would say yes, Hashem Tali. Shmuel in Hashem Tali disagrees with Reb Lazar. He says you need two pieces. Reb Lazar says you only need one piece. This is a ongoing machlokes tanoim, whether Hashem Tali needs two pieces or one piece. We know that. I'm not sure. Unfortunately, it's not negaya. She will come or be negaya.
How would by koi, how can you have it that if he had two pieces, it wouldn't matter?
You're right.
Why wouldn't it matter?
Because you don't have a vada chelov. The one who needs two pieces needs one vada yeser and one vada heter, and you didn't know that, ate one, and now you don't know which one you ate. But there was a vada yeser here. Kai, there is no vada yeser. Again, the key word, according to the Madhya, that says two pieces, is called ikva isura. The iser was established here. We know for sure, right? Well, that's for sure. Everybody agrees it has to be the right. That's not a question. The question is, even a deraisa, a person who has one woman in the house, and he finds out the next day, that's a hard case, he had one piece of fat sitting in front of him. He ate it and found out the next day that it might have been chalav. There was no definite chalav, might have been chalav. Man the Amaret says you don't need two pieces for Hashem Tali. Let's say he brings an Hashem Tali. The Man the Amaret says you need two pieces, says there's no definite chalav here, there's no Hashem Tali. Kai is a chalav. Might be chalav, it might not be chalav. There's one piece here. It's not definite chalav. Therefore, one Man the Amaret would say yes, Hashem Tali. One Man the Amaret would say no, Hashem Tali. That's a separate machlokes throughout Shas, on every suffix. Whereas, in this case, first we have to establish that we're dealing with a biblical thing. If it's rabbinic, there's nothing to talk about. So Blazer told us, every cheresh is a suffix deraisa. So he made it biblical. Now it's biblical, if you don't know, do you bring an Hashem Tali or not? It's the second question. In that question, Shmuel does not agree to a Blazer. That's what the Gemara says.
What was the case of the Isha?
A guy thought only his wife is in the room. He knew a lady was sleeping here.
He knew his wife was there. Okay.
And then he was slept. In the morning he wakes up and he sees there was another married lady there, not married to him, in the same room. Now he's not sure what he lived with. There's two ladies. He wasn't aware of two ladies. He only thought his wife was there. He went to, in the middle of the night, he woke up. He decided to have tashmish with his wife. And he went to a lady in the room and had tashmish. In his mind, this is his wife. He wakes up the next morning and he sees that in the room where his wife is, there's an Eishes Ish. Now he's not sure which one he lives with.
So, according to that, everybody holds you.
100%, there's a definite Eishes Ish in the room. That's a strange case because you would assume that a person knows who he lives with. The woman is up, she's not up, she wakes up. There's a lot of, should be. But again, the case is we don't know.
This question finds to be for me. In the background of the town has half bushes of kosher. Is she bringing us some clothes?
No, because it's not a chiyuv chatas. Eating nevela is not a chiyuv chatas. It's only on something that if he did it for shagig would bring a chatas, if he ate something that he b'shogeg and found out it's a tzav, if he did it b'meizid, there's no carbon.
He doesn't know what it is.
So that's amazing. Shouldn't eat it. Don't eat it. Yeah, and anyway, it's not a chiyuv of chatas. It's not a karas. Chatas is only brought for aveiros that b'meizid are karas. Eating the vela is not karas. There's no carbon if a guy ate the vela b'shogeg. People, Rahman al-Islam, that shopped at the butcher in Muncie who sold trefa chicken, that's kosher. Do not bring a chatas.
No
karas.
But on the other side, they're saying,
Rashi. Kai, Kayav Machal Ba'ashim Tali, Bahaka Kala Safik Taliba. It's one piece. The answer is that Shmuel agrees to Blazer in one question and disagrees with him in the second question. Zakti Gemaravait. Ik of the Amri. The second version, Shmuel says, that if a guy lives with an Eishes Cheresh, he is Chayav in Ashim Tali. Meaning, it's a Safik Deraita, and he brings an Ashim Tali. Frek, the Gemara makes way. So according to this version, the Gemara asks him a Mishnah in Trumas. Is this Chamishal or Yitraimu? Five shouldn't take Truma, and one of them is a Cheresh. And it says, if he takes Truma, it's nothing. Doesn't that say Cheresh is not the Raisa? And for the Gemara, Sabalah Kerbalazah. So going to the second version, Shmuel said, yes, Hashem Tali. That means he said it's the Raisa. So we asked, but the Mishnah in Truma says Cheresh is nothing. Answer is, he holds like Kerbalazah that it's a Safik the Raisa, and you don't need Shnei Chatichas. One Chatichas is enough. Bayi Ravashi. Going to Shmuel. There's a second version in Shmuel. The second version in Shmuel says that he holds you only two pieces. Only two pieces. Boy Ravashi, my time at Rablazer. Why did Rablazer say, meaning like this, let's try to explain Rablazer, and I'll speak this out first, and then we'll read it inside. Rablazer says a cheresh is a suffix deraisa. There's two ways to understand it. Is it because he sometimes normal and sometimes not, meaning a cheresh is not straight on the
bar,
on the whatever you want to say,
bar,
whatever you want to write the line,
radar.
Or is it he is straight and we don't know what that straight should be considered? Meaning, question is like this: a cheresh marries a woman. According to Blazer, it's a suffix deraisa. He wants to divorce her. Can he or not? Now, if a cheresh is the same level all the time, the same suffix deraisa is divorcing the suffix deraisa. If it was deraisa, he has a right to marry and divorce. If it's a drabbanon, he has a right to marry and divorce. But if a cheresh is up and down, and he marries a woman, and now he wants to divorce her, maybe when he married her, he was on an up. And now that he divorces her, he's on a down, he can't divorce the lady he married with deraisa.
She's talking about pachachas, right?
It makes no difference. Yeah. Same child would be with Charesha. She might be on an up. They might both be ups at the time.
No. Oh, you mean
it could be the same thing.
Right. He could be.
That's the child of the Gemara. What is Rablazer saying, Safik Deraisa? Is it because the status of a Charesha is always Safik Deraisa level? We just don't know how to treat it biblically. Is he Deraisa or not? But then it would be the same all the time. Or is it ups and downs? Ups is normal. That's what you decided, right? But the Gemara doesn't know. Talk to Gemara by Ravashi. My time at Rablazer. Mivshet Chitalei, the Cheresh Daita Klishasahu. He knows that a Cheresh is a weak das. Mio Mesapkalei, he Daita Tzlusav. He Lav Daita Tzlusav, but he's Mesupik. Whether that's considered clear enough for the Tairav. Ulaylam. But it's always level. Idilma, she delayed the Daita Klishusa. He knows that a Cheresh is week, v'lav daitetz lusihu. And he's not biblically fit to get married. But v'hachai n'taymek, even to itim cholim v'itim shaitim. Cheresh doesn't stay on the same level. He's up and down. When he's up, he's a real pekeach. And when he's down, he's totally out. L'maynav kabina loitzi shebeget. Can he divorce? Iyamet chadet daitahu. If you say cheresh is consistent to kedushin, kach gerushin. Just like Kedushin, so Gerushin. Meaning, the same level he married her, he can divorce her. If it was biblical, this is biblical. If it was rabbinic, this is rabbinic. V'yamet itim chalim itim shaita, Kedushin matzi mekadesh. He can marry her, but Gerushin loy matzi mekadesh. But he'll never be able to divorce her, because we don't know what level he married her. He might have married her in a high level, and now he's on a low level. And therefore, we'll never let a divorce, because the biblically divorced the lady... You have to be at a high level.
You don't know. Once you're back on a high level, you should be divorced.
But you don't know. You don't know. You can't determine the cheresh what level he is.
Why not?
The Gemara is saying we can't determine. We don't know his high level and his low level.
There's no test for
a cheresh. I guess not to determine this. This is what the Gemara is saying. He's up and down, and it's not determinable, if that's the right word, by us. My. What's the halacha according to Lezer? And the answer is Teiku. We don't know. Dr. Harris knew, but we don't know.
A shaita can be determined, right?
A shaita can be determined, but he's a shaita.
In other words, if he doesn't lose things,
I'm not going to get involved in what a shaita is now. Whatever a shaita is, he can change and be normal. There can be people that are sometimes chalim and sometimes shaita. There are people that go up and down, and that's determinable.
Rabbi?
But what are the different stages?
I don't know. Honestly,
no, I don't mean that.
You're trying to get me to say things I don't know, and I'm not going to do that.
I don't even know what the different status would be. What happens to Chaimrish? No, but I'm just trying to even understand. By a Shaita, Moshe Shlita says, Moshe. It's beautiful when you call it a voice, like you have to do that. But I'm sure you could say, this is the standard, okay? But a cherish, what he remembers...
See, the problem is, the cherish is non-communicable. It's very hard to determine a level of something that's non-communicable.
He made signs when he got married in the Rabbana.
The question is, were those signs eligible for the rights or not? We don't know his level. He's non-communicable. We know he's up to making remises, but that could be on a lower level or on a higher level. We can't tell. Now, the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he says that people who we consider mentally challenged, right? We don't use not words now. We have to be very politically correct. People who are mentally challenged are cheresh, not shaitas. They have an inferior amount of intelligence. They're not a shaita. Shaita has nothing to do with the level of intelligence. It's his behavior that makes him a shaita. A cheresh is a weaker intelligence. Not inferior, that's also not politically correct. A weaker, a challenged intelligence. Right, so therefore, Chasam Sofer says, that is a cheresh. He has a certain amount of intellect, intelligence, a certain amount that he doesn't have. Now, we don't paskin like a blazer. We paskin, I believe, that a cheresh is nothing. It's totally rabbinic. There is no biblical. Rabbi Lazar says it's a suffix derisa. We're trying to determine what was Rabbi Lazar's reason. Is it that he considers the intelligence level of a cheresh being borderline derisa drabana and he doesn't know how to treat it? Or is it cheresh varies? Sometimes he's better and sometimes he's weaker, and therefore... It's a suffix derisa. Yes, Harvey, you had a question?
Yeah. I think you answered my question. Was this discussion is in the when we're talking about a Horish's different mental capacity, we're not talking about that fading in and fading out with his hearing ability. We're talking about someone who's permanently, we think, incapable of hearing or speaking. So this whole discussion of whether or not he fades in, fades out, goes up, goes down. We're not analyzed. It's not like it's clicking on or off with an somewhat ability to hear or partial ability to speak or anything like that. It's completely independent.
You're right. It has nothing to do with that. It's just intelligence-wise. What is his capacity of decision-making, understanding at the time? Is it past the bar to be biblically competent or not? And he can go up and down, one of the opinions in the Gemara, in Reb Elazar.
I understand. It's only by Reb Elazar. But we're saying that for either someone who's just insane or someone who's a Choresh, either one, the opinion is that it can go up and down. So I'm just trying to understand that it's not dependent. It doesn't ride with the hearing ability.
Correct.
Okay.
I see.
So Rebbe was telling him,
yes, I'm casting it, yes. I'm glad. I'm glad you finally noticed. It took about 19 and a half years.
Today I decided to do it.
Yes, I'm just fine. Yeah, good. You ran out of other things, yes.
Right?
Not necessarily, yeah. There's some intelligent people to bother other people.
I love
the true story?
100%.
Yeah. I don't know how to pass him a shaita.
I thought Rebbe said to this man here,
I said, not true. There are some people that are sometimes healthy and sometimes a shaita. But a shaita is a shaita. Again, you have to go into simanei shaita. Again, I'm not familiar enough to offer a lemaisedik assessment. Rashi, my time in the blood of ancient scarish, kushasa, daka, thin, klemer, muetas, she'im mukhudad lohamin kishar b'nei adam. Not as sharp to answer as other regular people. Is that enough to be called clear biblically? And anything he puts himself to, it's enough to be biblical. I love Daitan Sulahi. But Reb Elazar says it's a level. The cherish, the ainy itim cholim itim shaita, doesn't fade in and out. I don't have pshita lay the lav daitet lusi. A cherish regularly does not have daitet lusa. And lahainu time at the mesapkalei, the itim shu cholim legamri, but the cherish can rise to a level of regular, but daitet lula, the chayshinon, shema b'shas kedushin cholim hoya. And the reason a ashes cherish is a suffix deraisa is because it's possible that during that time he was a healthy man. Lahaitis ishta beget, cherish me karel or lazer, im yachol legarish eloi. The bishlam of the rabbanon, the pshitel of the maitzi. Rabbanon said he can divorce her. Does that mean it be masnitzin? Shem shakaynis bermiza. Just like he married her through gestures, kachmaitzi bermiza. Because rabbanon holds it's all rabbinic. El or lazer, the mashuvel is suffic, my what is the halach? And the answer is, we don't know. Thank you. Nishtatis. Gemara Vayter. The woman became a shaita. The Mishnah says you cannot divorce her.
This teiku that we have even today, sometimes the...
Well, we don't paskin that way. It won't be a teiku. We don't paskin like a blazer. I don't think we paskin. I should say that. I don't think we paskin like a blazer.
And therefore?
Therefore, it's not a gay lalacha. We still don't know if chatting or blazer. Again, teiku, according to my understanding, is only used when we have no attempt at a proof and a question, and we had no way to bring any kind of proof. Sometimes the Gemara will try to prove it and get out of it. We don't say teiku. Because the word teiku literally means let it stand. We didn't let it stand. We tried to find the proof. Teiku is only used when we had nothing to say. We say, leave it.
Sometimes it goes back and forth and it's just
taken. No, it does not. There's only one case that I remember that it does, and there are, if you think about it, you go through it well, it doesn't. The Gemara rephrases the question and then says thank you. But it's a rephrased question. Again, I'm not ready to sign on this 100%, but my travels through Gemara, the teiku is used when the Gemara doesn't even try to prove it. Because teiku means, literally, let it stand. It stands for, Tishbu Yitzharetz Kushis Vabayas, Aliyo Anav Yom Kam and Talos Pshat. Now, what do we do in a case of teiku? There's rules and regulations. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, many cases are pertinent today. The Gemara says teiku. So there's rules of how to treat a teiku.
At time, they left a teiku. Did they go deeper into it?
Or? They didn't know the answer. They had no proof.
And later generations figured it out?
No. What do you do when you can't figure something out?
You still have to come up with an answer.
Not an answer that knows that shot. An answer, what do you do practically?
Then,
it's a different story. We're not saying we understand it. We're saying we don't understand it, and in the case when you don't understand, there's rules and regulations of how to do it.
Did they have those rules and regulations?
Yes, they did. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us the rules and regulations. The Rishonim tell us how to treat these rules and regulations. Nothing. What do you do? Yes. It's not like we know the answer to the teiku. We don't know the answer. Well, you can't ignore it. There's a monetary case. There are many monetary cases that the Gemara says, teiku. Now, the story happens. What does Bezin tell the two people? One guy wants money, one guy... What happens? So there's rules and regulations. It's something asur or mutter. And the Gemara remains teiku. What do we do? There's rules and regulations of how to treat teiku.
But you have to, is there different roles?
Tufta means we slugged it up. It's gone.
No, tufta means, who says that? That's a question.
Kasha. You know about kasha.
No, what's the opposite of teiku?
An answer. No opposite of teiku.
Remy always said there's teiku and then there's...
No, I didn't. I said there's tufta, there's kasha. No. Teiku means we don't know. End of story. Means we slugged it up. We have a question. We left with a question. Means he was wrong.
Kasha
means? Some Rishonim say Kasha and Tufta is the same.
Right.
And some Rishonim say Kasha means we have a way out, but it's not worth our time to get into it.
Because?
Whatever reason, we decide not to get involved in it.
Because we...
I don't know why they didn't want to get involved in it. They decided not to get involved in it.
Less than a problem?
Well, according to those who shine them, kasha doesn't slug the person up.
And right.
That doesn't mean we paskin that way. It just means we haven't slugged them up. We have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara, and we don't slug anybody up. We still have to paskin one way. When the Gemara says chupta, that means that's not an opinion anymore. It's not on the table.
I thought you have to meant more. Good question. It's a question, but it's not. It's not a end all.
No, truth is an end all. Yes. When we had a question whether there's a rabbinic chalitza, Rava said there is, and we said truth is a Rava. That means there is no rabbinic chalitza. Forget about it. It doesn't exist. End of story. Kasha is a machloikas. Some Rishonim say kasha means it's over, done, take it off the table. And some Rishonim say that kasha means really can get out of it, it's just not worth our while. Now we're going to have to paskin anyway. I mean, we can't paskin every way. Machloikas, two opinions, we've got to decide what we're going to do.
Is it because the Gemara is teaching us halachas or not teaching us halachas?
I'm trying to figure out what you mean by that. Of course the Gemara is teaching us halachas.
I'm sorry?
The Gemara is teaching us pshat in each amount of Yamar, and then there are rules of psak. The Gemara doesn't necessarily give us all the rules of psak. It does in many cases, and you have to apply them in other cases. Oh, we better learn halacha from the Gemara. Where else do we learn?
I'm not going to be able to learn.
No, you're not going to be able to learn halacha from the Gemara.
I'm not.
Rav Feinstein did learn halacha from the Gemara. Rav Meisher Freund, Yibad L'chaim Taibim, does not learn halacha from the Gemara. Correct. By the way, that was a chiddush of Rav Meisher, that he was willing to pass from Gemara's strength. Most achrayim don't do that anymore. Never. They pass from Rishayim and other achrayim. They're not willing to take a Gemara and prove something. Rav Meisher was. He was a chiddush. He was willing to learn a piece of Gemara and come out with a pesach based in a Gemara without any proofs from Rishayim. That Rav Meisher's chiddush. This Rav Meisher doesn't pass from the Gemara. But we signed them learned the Paskin. Where do you think they got it from?
That is what I learned from the Gemara.
Don't Paskin from it. Take a Mishnah Berurah, take a Mishnah Berurah or a Shulchan Aruch and see what they pass.
I'm learning Gemara for the sake.
Well, you don't know the background of the halacha without knowing Gemara. You need a Mishnah Berurah. You know what to do, but you don't know why.
I mean, Mishnah Berurah is something I still don't know what to do.
Then, the bottom line is at least it tells you what to do. Gemara is giving you the background. Why is that halacha that way? Why is the Mishnah Berurah saying this?
So we're learning for the sake of Limud Torah.
It's not a halacha shir.
I hate to say this. The word is wrong. It's exercise and learning.
Oh. It's the exercise and understanding the Rabbanish Levels Torah so we can learn the right way of how to learn halacha.
That was the, in my opinion, I would say learning brings you a happier person and you get close to Hashem, even if Pesach you're going to get from someone else. This is, why else do you wake
up? So you get closer to Hashem, there's no doubt about it.
Wake up in the morning, honestly, so I can do 10 orders, stupid orders.
Yeah.
No. Get up in the morning, this brings you close to Hashem.
100%. It's the closest thing to Talmudic and Negev Shulam. It's the highest form of mitzvah.
That's why I get up.
Bring you closest to Hashem. 100%.
Who? The doctor Fink.
Yes.
This is enjoyment. That's not what you're here for.
Abne Nezer says learning Torah Lishma is to learn because you enjoy knowing, enjoy learning. Nothing wrong with that. It's Lishma. That's exactly what Abne Nezer says, that Torah doesn't need that you don't have enjoyment. It's not like the rest of the mitzvahs. Adarabba, Torah is supposed to be enjoyable.
I mean, why can't mitzvah be enjoyable also?
Mitzvah blah blah.
But it can be enjoyable. I had an uncle.
I know it's true, but Torah can be.
I had an uncle. Yeah. When he poured yayin in his Kiddush club, he was the happiest person on earth.
Maybe he liked wine.
But he pouring this in the Kiddush club, I'm the happiest person on earth.
I admire him. But mitzvahs weren't given for pleasure. Torah is fine to have pleasure. That's what all the Achrayim say.
Well, that's
what
it is to get pleasure. It's all for our pleasure. Give us mitzvahs.
Mitzvahs are not considered enjoyable. If somebody has a nether not to have pleasure from Shifer, he can listen to the Shifer for the mitzvah. It's not called pleasure. Not physical pleasure. That's different. There, the mitzvah is to enjoy yourself. It doesn't say enjoy Shifer. The mitzvah is to hear Shifer. The enjoyment of I did the mitzvah is not called an enjoyment.
To learn Torah. You have a chiyuv to learn Torah.
True, whether you enjoy it or not, but Torah is allowed to be done for enjoyment.
This man I'm talking about, you, Harusa, was the son.
Everybody's having a wonderful day.